Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative John Evans of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford Counties. Representative Evans, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House had an interesting hearing in the past week, and it's about a topic that affects thousands of Pennsylvanians. It has to do with a disease that is one of those things that people who go into the great outdoors experience, and that is Lyme disease. What's going on with this issue, and why is there a sudden increase in interest in Lyme disease and how it's affecting many Pennsylvanians?
Well, I was invited to attend this hearing at the request of the chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee, Representative Gene DiGirolamo, and also with the sponsor of the bill, Representative Dick Hess. We're talking about House Bill 272. I'm a co-sponsor of this legislation, and what it would establish is a task force on Lyme disease and related maladies. And it would provide for powers and duties of the task force to work with the Department of Health, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and the Pennsylvania Game Commission. It's an issue, as you mentioned, that affects thousands of Pennsylvanians every year, and there's a critical need for prevention and education as it relates to Lyme disease.
And I understand that this is a problem that Pennsylvania actually experiences more so than a lot of other places in the nation.
Absolutely, because of our high deer population, many times the ticks that are on deer are in the woods, and people that are in the outdoors, whether doing hunting and fishing activities, whether participating in gardening activities, or even playing soccer, youth soccer. We've seen some incidents where ticks have gone on to the skin of children participating and parents in those settings. It's sometimes misdiagnosed by physicians, and what the task force is going to look at is some possible mandates to require insurance companies to look at other forms of treatment. The latest studies indicate there's conflicting studies, but some of the studies that we heard testimony about at the hearing deal with long-term use of antibiotics as a treatment remedy, and currently insurance companies don't provide for that type of a payout system.
So after the task force is formed, hopefully by this legislation, what do you think the path may be then in terms of more legislative action?
Well, I think that we'll be looking at ways to make sure that people are provided for and it doesn't have a negative effect on families as it has in many cases. It's been devastating and has affected sometimes entire families in Pennsylvania. And I think another big component of this is going to be education and making sure that through the Game Commission, for everyone that gets a hunting license, that they are made aware of the dangers of the tick-borne illnesses, and that we will work to educate the public through schools, through the Game Commission, and other resources that we have to understand more about this devastating illness.
Representative Evans, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again for Legislative Report with your state representative, John Evans.